So I'll be doing the last part of our worship series. But before I do, I'm going to call on our brother Victor, also known as Ogi, to read us in his language. Ogi.
Good morning, GBLC family. Let's prepare our hearts for the reading of His Word. I will be reading two short verses in Tagalog and in English. The first one is in the book of Hebrews 13:15. Or in Tagalog, mga Hebreo, Kapitulo 13 sa talata 16. Labing lima. Kaya't lagi tayong mag-alay ng papuri bilang handog sa Diyos sa pamamagitan ni Jesus. Papuring mula sa ating mga labi na nagpapahayag ng ating pagkilala sa Kanyang pangalan. In English, therefore, by Him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. The second verse is from Psalm 141, verse 2. Or in Tagalog, mga awit o Salmo Kapitulo 141 sa ikalawang talata. Ang aking dalangin, sana'y tanggapin mo, masarap na samyong handog na insenso, itong pagtaas ng mga kamay ko. In English, let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Pagpalain ang pagkabasa ng kanyang banal na salita. Bless the reading of His holy word.
That's supposed to be my language, and I didn't even understand. It's so deep. Or not so old school. Yeah. Yeah. So we don't use those words.
Some of the words.
We don't use it in normal conversations. But, wow. It's great to hear it. So let's pray. We've done the reading, so let's pray and offer this service to the Lord. Yes, Lord, Father God, we thank you for the word that you're giving us today. And Lord, I pray that that the message will come across, the message will be taken at heart, and Lord, be taken out of this church settings, Lord, and out into the wild. So bless each and every person who will hear this, and Lord, make them or use them mightily in your name. We thank you, Lord. Bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 So I'm going to start off by just declaring that I've cheated on this message. This is mostly what I've talked about at the worship retreat. So worship team, you probably know 80% of what I'm talking, word for word, because I write my message. But it's still good to hear it again. Okay, so I will finish off with those verses that we just added. So bear with me here. Okay. I just want to start by saying that worship is often misunderstood as a ritual, right? It's a ritual that we perform or we sing or a song that we sing. But really, at its core, worship is the natural response of a creator. Oh, you can probably just see it. But worship is the natural response of a created heart to its creator. So we worship because, that's the reason. When we talk about why we worship, because originally my message to the team was why we worship, we're not just talking about let's go to church and sing songs. That's not worship that I'm talking about. We're talking about realigning our spirits, realigning our souls. So worship is about realignment of our souls. So first of all, worship acknowledges reality. Right? It's not just fancy songs. It's not just really nice things to sing, but it acknowledges reality. It's what's real? What's going on? We worship because God is God, right? Yeah. God is God. Worship is the act of telling the truth about who He is and who we are. It's two things, right? So first reality there, as you can see, that He is the Creator. Psalms 95, psalmist singing here, "Come, let's worship and bow down. Kneel before the Lord, our Maker." So worship reminds us that we are not the center of the universe. All right? Yeah. It humbles us, helping us change our point of view from the temporary problems that we are looking at to the eternal perspective that God has. Another reality here is that He is worthy. We were singing that just before. He is worthy. You can't change who God is. He is the Creator and He is worthy. So in the book of Revelations, the heavenly creatures cry out day and night, as Heidi mentioned. They cry out day and night. This is us when we go home. Revelations 4:11 says, "Worthy are You, O Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For You created all things, and because of your will, they existed. And we are created, and were created." So worship is our way of agreeing with what's already happening in heaven. Right? One of the most profound instructions of worship actually comes from Jesus Himself. He said there in John 4:23-24, you know, I think let's all read this together. This is good truth from Jesus Himself. All right, let's read from the top. Okay, ready and go. "But a time is coming, and even now has arrived, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For such people the Father seeks to be His worshipers. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth." Amen. So what does this look like in our, you know, daily life? First, in spirit. Worship is not limited to a physical location, you know, not the church. It's not a building. It's not a type of song that we sing. To worship in spirit means your heart, your whole heart, must be engaged. Yeah, your emotions, your desires, your will are aligned with the Holy Spirit. That's what worshiping in the Spirit is. And also in truth, worship must be rooted in who God actually is, not the version that we've created of Him, just so we, you know, so we are comfortable. I think that's the most peaceful way of saying it. Worshiping in truth means coming to Him with total transparency. Yeah? No mask, no pretense, no religious jargons, no Christianese things. You know what I mean. You hear it. You hear it a lot out there. It brings, you know, it is about bringing your authentic self, your messy, your beautiful life before Him, because you know He sees and loves the real you. That's it. Just be with Him. Now, Hebrews 13, verse 15, just as Victor just read, it says there, "Through Him, then, let's continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips praising His name." I had to wrestle with this for a bit. You know, because the author of Hebrews calls it sacrifice. And the thing is, if you read your Bible, you know, sacrifice, in the Old Testament, a sacrifice costs something. You know, it requires blood, it requires effort, and it requires complete surrender. So what is sacrifice of praise? When things are going well, praise is overflowing, right? You know, you got a new job, praise the Lord. Got a new car, yeah, thank God. You know, I've got a new baby, whoo! Praise the God, praise the Lord, amen, amen, amen everywhere. But when life is hard, when you lost your job, thank God. That doesn't sound right, right? I've lost my job. I don't know where the money is coming to feed my family next week. Oh, praise the Lord. No, I just lost a baby. Can't even bring myself to say, oh, let's praise the Lord. Yeah. See, when life's hard, when you're grieving, when your bank account is empty, or your spirit is dry, praise becomes sacrifice. Hebrews 13, in that passage that we just read, it tells us to do this continually, right? Continuously. This is the sacrifice of the lips. It is the choice to speak about the truth of God, God's character, even when our feelings contradict that truth, right? Even as a pastor, I'm going to tell you now, not all the time I feel like worshiping, or I'm in that zone where my heart and mind are all in one. You know, when struggle comes, it is a struggle. Here's an example. Job, in the very first chapter of Job, even in the midst of total loss, you know, he lost what? His business. People came, stole his flocks. His children died. All of them gone. His health declined. What he was left with is a nagging wife. So he's rock bottom. But Job cried out in verse 21 of the very first book. He said, naked I came from my mother's womb. Naked I shall return there. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yeah, that is the definition of sacrifice or praise. So what I'm saying here is easy to worship when the giver, you know, it's easy to worship the giver when the gifts are plentiful, right? Yes, whoo! But it's an act of sacrifice to worship the giver when the gift stops.
Amen.
Mm. Now in Psalms 141 verse 2, it says, may my prayer be counted as incense before you, the raising of my hands as the evening offering. You know, in the Old Testament, the priest would burn incense in the temple, in the altar, and it says there that it was a sweet smelling aroma that rose continually before God. You know, that's praise, and that's prayer. David, who wrote this Psalm 41, says, you know, that our daily prayers, our pleas for help, our moments of gratitude are meant to rise as sweet fragrances to the Lord. You know, and the thing is, there's two things that we can pick from here. One is the posture of worship, or posture of prayer in this case. David mentions what? Raising of hands. Raising of hands. This is a gesture of total surrender and dependence. You know, when you're worshiping, when you're being prayed for, we ask you to lift your hands. You surrender what's bothering you. You surrender your baggage to the Lord. You're saying, I am empty, God. Please fill me. The second thing we can get from here is the rhythm of worship, rhythm of prayer. You know, this points us back to the Israelites. This is what they did before. So worship isn't a one-time event. You don't just have it and then, you move away from it. It's a rhythm. It rhythms. It's, you know, it's ongoing. It is, yeah, no graduation until we get to heaven. And yeah, even then we still have worship. It is the have to say it properly. It is the intentional act of stopping our busy lives to acknowledge that God is God and we are not. Amen. Right? Yeah. Which brings me to my final point. Worship is a lifestyle, not just an event. Notice it's quite short message because I think Pastor Dads and Pastor Anders already covered most of these. I'm just recapping it. But worship, if worship is just, you know, that 30 minutes to an hour that we have here every Sunday, that's a, what's the term?
Celebration.
No, that's a ritual. Ritual, because, you know, we plan it and it's there on Sunday, on same time, same day, same part of the week, and that's it. It's a ritual. But when we view our entire lives as an offering, it becomes a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Romans 12, verse 1 says there, Paul writing there, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship." He doesn't just say, present your voice, present your lips. No, he says, present your bodies, everything about you. You know, your work is worship. Your parenting is worship. You know, your integrity in business is worship. The way you handle conflict in relationships is also worship. So when we live a constant awareness of God's presence, our entire life becomes an act of worship. Because everything is spiritual. Because everything is done in the sight of God the Father. Yeah. So you can't just be worshiping now and then tomorrow I'm back to work. So I'm back to swindling my employees. No. Yeah. We worship. We do your best at work. You do your best. You know, you handle conflicts. You handle your children. Well, that is worship. All right. So here, let me close with this. This week, when you feel the weight of life, because it does happen, life happens, right? And it's pressing down on you. Remember Hebrews 13:15. You know, make a sacrifice of praise. Speak his name when you don't feel like it. Worship him with the truth from the word. I was in a fishing trip with my boys. They organized it. I was just the resident adult. You know, I just have to make sure that they survive the week. And, you know, I was thinking, oh yeah, I'll go there and they'll go fishing and I'll sit by the shore, I'll read my Bible, I'll start my preaching and everything will be awesome. But I got there, I was sitting at the shore, and I was cold. I was cold, I was miserable. The boys were having fun. You know, I was talking to them on the radio. It's like making sure that they're all good. It's like, oh yeah, we caught some fish. Like, okay, good. And I'm sitting there cold. So I stayed in my van, my work van. I brought it in. And it was nice and hot. It's just sitting there. And I thought, oh, should I start my message? Should I read my Bible? Or we forgot the guitar. We forgot to bring it, you know. Sam and I were like, oh no, we forgot it. But that's all right. We'll worship without music. And yet, I was sitting in the van, and I'm thinking, I just don't feel like worshiping. I'm just sitting there. I'm praying, but I just don't have that urgency to praise God. So I'm just letting you know, because just because we're pastors here, we're standing up here, we're like, oh, 24/7 worship at home. No, we're just a regular Joe who's just happened to be called to convey the message. But yeah, I didn't have the feeling, you know, the feeling, the what do you call, the heart for it. So I just sat there and prayed. And then, you know, because the campsite had access to internet, you know, it was some good 5G there. I just opened my phone, and I happened to have just stumbled on just looking, because there's nothing to do. I'm not really keen on looking at social media while I'm out there in the wilderness. But I opened up the Bible app. I found it. And I was just reading. I can't even remember what I read. But it was just, my heart wasn't there. My mind was probably somewhere else as well. But I was reading the truth about God. Right? So when you don't feel like it, when you're overwhelmed with something, especially anxiety, just worship Him anyway. Worship Him. And if you can't pull out a song in your mind, and you can't do, you know, you can't come up with something great, like, you know, like Chin here would just shout praises to God, just open up your Bible and speak what says there. Yeah? Who is God? He is my Savior. He's my provider. You know, He promised that He will heal this land if our hearts would turn to Him. I don't need to feel that, but I know it's the truth. Right? Make a sacrifice of praise. Speak His name when you don't feel like it. Worship Him with the truth from the Word. When you feel anxious or overwhelmed, remember Psalms 141. Lift your hands and offer your prayer as an incense, and know for certain that He's listening. I share this with the team, but I'll leave this with you. Worship is the bridge between your temporary struggle and His eternal strength. Yeah. There we go. That's over there. So let's be a people, the church, who do not just sing about God on Sundays, you know, but a people whose entire lives are sweet smelling aroma to praise Him. Let's pray. Yes, Lord, Father, we honor You. Lord, we lift our hearts and our minds to You. Forgive us, Lord, when there are times where we have to worship without our hearts there, with our minds wandering off. But Lord, it does not change the fact that You are God. You love us, and the truth is with us through the Word. So Lord, all I ask is that You encourage Your people here to just continuously worship in the good, in the bad. Lord, when there's plenty and when they're in lack, Lord, let them sing praises to You. Because Lord, even though we're in lack, even though we're in pain or, you know, or suffering, Lord, Your love doesn't change. Your provision doesn't change, Lord. And Lord, at the end of all this, we'll come home to You, and we can just praise You for all eternity. Yes, Lord, where there will be no pain, no more tears, no more suffering. It's just You and Your presence, Lord. So we thank You, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.